The following program is brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and the views and opinions may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station.
Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Delta Airlines found a new use for those giant baggage pods you see on international flights, and the annual Freddie Award winners, as travelers voted for the best in customer service and rewards programs over the last year, have been announced. Details next in the news.
In our Smarter Traveler segment at 5:20, we ask, what will it take to get people traveling again? And more importantly, to the millions of people who have lost their jobs because of the lack of travel, how long might that take?
Last week, Gwen Junkin joined us to talk about the travel situation from her travel advisor point of view. After the show was over, Gwen and I kept talking. Tom never turned off the tape, and so today, you get to hear what we said about you after the show.
Well, no, not about them. You were just talking off the record, so to speak, and I thought the listeners might learn something from hearing what it was that you guys were saying.
Oh, okay, got it. Mark and Gwen at 5:35.
And in the show's last segment, I'll talk with a local tour operator about the trials and tribulations of being in travel industries, what's going on in the industry right now, how do you pay the bills, when will people travel again, how will people travel again.
Wait, you're going to be talking to a local tour operator?
Yeah, you know, a local tour operator.
I think that's supposed to be me.
Well, you are a local tour operator, very well could be you.
Well, what do you mean it could be me?
Well, okay, so I guess it's going to be you.
All right. We wanted
to get a really big travel person, you know, somebody really big, but the budget at this time of the year just isn't what it used to be, so it's going to be you.
Hopefully the audience will hang around and listen to what the little guy has to say. On the verge of going just a little bit stir crazy, live from the outskirts of Sacramento, ladies and gentlemen, the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Up to Alaska. I go north to Russia's own.
Welcome everybody to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, here at our augmented time of 5 o'clock. For those of you who are, you know, now 5 o'clock regulars, we used to be a 3 o'clock show, and you know, there's a possibility we will return to that time slot at some time in the future, but for right now it's the Travel Guys at 5. How the heck are you, Mark, here on this fine Sunday?
I'm doing okay. You know, there was a whole bunch of new airport codes released the other day, Tom, and we posted them on our Facebook page. And, you know, airport codes are those little three-letter things they put on your luggage tag and stuff, so they know, like, Sacramento is SMF. So right. for those of us who are not traveling quite as far now, we have a new set of luggage codes, like LIV, which is for living room, and BTH, which is for bathroom. Yeah, so it's you can pretend that you're still traveling. Yeah. So how about yourself, my friend?
I'll go print some of those out. Let's see, doing well. I don't even know where to begin. You know, excited to see that we are looking at a few more weeks of same type of behavior, and I'm totally okay with that. But I do think I'm starting to see a little tiny glimpse of light at the end of the tunnel. We're hoping that if everybody behaves themselves, it'll all come to fruition.
There are a lot more people moving around this weekend again than there were the last couple weekends. That's for sure.
You know, I went online and was doing a little looking at airline flights and so forth for travel in the future.
See?
And I was surprised to see the lack of number of flights back and forth to certain destinations. Places that would have six or eight before might only have two. Uh-huh. And this is stuff that's out of ways.
And getting across the country, or getting, you know, if you're going to Casper, Wyoming, or Evansville, Indiana, or something like that. And, you know, you used to have an early morning option, a middle of the day option, a middle of the afternoon option, or something like that. And now you may only have one, and it may not even be on your favorite airline. But yeah, hopefully, hopefully those things will bounce back. One thing for sure, the air is a lot cleaner. And I mean, there are some benefits from this. I don't mean to minimize all the suffering and stuff like that, but the sky is blue almost every day. They must be putting that chlorine stuff in it again.
I guess. I read something that scientifically no one's been able to really prove that this being shut in is making a huge difference. But I agree with you. The air is clearer. There's less smog, it's just you can see it. If you can see something in the air that's not there, you can see it.
Yeah, which isn't helping the people who need to pay their rent. Like I said, which is not to minimize this. I mean, there are some, you know, in every, you know, no matter how much it snows in the mountains, it's good for somebody and bad for somebody. And no matter how little it snows in the mountains, same thing. It's always good for some small group of people. It would be good for a large group of people if we could get people moving around again. Never mind travel, just moving around. I'm kind of tired of getting 1 week to the gallon. So anyways, let's get into the travel news, shall we?
Let's do it. Top of every Travel Guys radio program for you newbies out there. We bring you up to date on what's been going on or not been going on in the travel world. With the travel news, here's Mark.
Well, airlines did something last week that I really was surprised they did not do from the very beginning. Although I will concede that the air filtration system on airlines is excellent, excellent, excellent. Your chances of catching something in the air on an airline that's air that's been recycled is almost non-existent. Somebody might sneeze on you, or you might pick up something from a surface on the plane, but getting it through the air, really very minimal. However, JetBlue on Monday announced that they wanted passengers to wear a face mask on their flights. Within a couple of days, everybody else fell in line. So if you are one of those few folks who do have an air flight scheduled, just know that you are required now to wear a mask. A couple of the carriers have indicated that they will provide one for you if you don't have one, and small children who can't keep a mask on are exempt. This is kind of an interesting thing. You know, from time to time, Tom, we talk about the number of guns found in bags by TSA. As fewer people fly, the rate of guns found in bags by TSA jumps. Now, why do you suppose that would be?
Well,
I have a theory.
I'm not even going to waste our time guessing.
They're going a little bit slower because there's not as many people, and there's, you know, if you don't have 60 people in line behind you and there's only four, then the guy has a little, or gal has a little bit longer to look at things on the screen and stuff like that. And I'm just guessing, but I'd like to think that they get the guns most of the time. But and one thing that's consistent is that most of the guns that TSA finds in bags are loaded. Bizarre.
Are you saying that because they're moving slower, they're finding more guns, which transversely means that in the past, guns that were loaded were being missed?
Well, they occasionally did get through. I mean, that's just a fact. TSA runs, they run tests, and we need to get our guys on, and we can talk about this, Dale and Sid, and about what's going to happen when things get started back up. But they run tests all the time to test the guys on and gals, and they don't tell them that, you know, they're putting contraband through and they're supposed to pick it up and recognize it. And those things are announced once in a while. But I just found it interesting that more people are carrying guns on airplanes. There are fewer people to shoot at, so not sure why that would be. I just found it was interesting. News that means nothing. here's something that's kind of interesting. Airlines, you know, Tom, in Hawaii, if you enter Hawaii now, you are subject to a 14-day quarantine before you can go anywhere in the islands. So for a flight crew that enters the islands and spends the night, guess what? They have to stay 14 days in the islands.
You're kidding.
So the
flight attendants, you one trip over and you're stuck for 14 days. Somebody asked me this question, and I think this is the perfect time to ask it. If you're quarantined like they are, and I'm assuming they have to get other flight attendants to take their place to get back, are they allowed to get out? to go to the grocery store and do the same thing we do here based on our quarantine regulations.
The quarantine in the islands is more restrictive, particularly on the outside islands. It's and our guys, you know, we have some connections on Kauai, and the Beat of Hawaii guys are over there, and the guy at Lydgate, Will at Lydgate Farms. The on Kauai, if you don't have a note, remember how Chris was telling us that you have to sign, you create a note before you leave of where you're going, what time it is, and what you're doing, and stuff like that. If you're out in on Kauai and you don't have a note, the police are going to pull you over, and especially if you've got what's obviously a rental car. You know, you're not a local person. So they've gotten real serious about it over there, and they put a total lid on their number of cases and things like that. But they make a good point. They're out in the middle of the ocean. Anyway, back to my point about the flight crews and having to stay 2 weeks. So guess what they're doing? The second flight crew flies over on the plane. So the crew that's going to bring you back, they what's called deadheading, they deadhead over to Hawaii on the flight. And then when the plane in an hour and a half is cleaned and they turn around and bring it back, the crew that took you rests while the crew that rested takes you back home.
Quite a bit
of extra expense, though, for the airlines, because they're having to carry two crews to do one set of work.
Interesting.
So kind of interesting, of course, except for the Hawaiian crews, because their people live there. U.S., Canada, you can't go over the border for another 3 weeks, north or south. Southwest Airlines has announced a cohesive set of safety strategies, according to Travel Pulse. Southwest says that, of course, as we mentioned, you have to wear all of their people wear masks. You should bring your own masks. They are in airports. Southwest lease spaces in airports such as gate, ticket counters, and baggage claim areas are being cleaned multiple times a day. Every seat is being wiped multiple times a day between flights. They've added an extra 5 to 10 minutes between flights so they can take more time to clean the plane. So it looks like, as usual, Southwest has got their act together a little bit better than the legacy carriers. There's a whole long line of this stuff, and, of course, links to a lot of the things that we're talking about today in the news can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com. I found this interesting, Tom. The people at Delta Airlines have taken 20 of those large, you know, if you're in San Francisco, you're getting ready on going on an overseas flight, you see these huge baggage containers being loaded on the plane. These big containers, they have to go on rollers and be lifted up into the plane and stuff like that. So what Delta Airlines has done is taken 20 of those, and they're turning them into medical units so that when folks have to be evacuated and brought back home and stuff like that, so that they can be put in those pods. And they're turning them into medically safe units for people to be able to get home.
Wow. So you could possibly end up traveling home in a pod.
Well, yeah. Wow. I mean, if that's what you needed. But they are isolation pods. And I'm sorry, I said 20, up to 76 containers. Each pod has has room for attendants and medical personnel and a patient.
Those are large.
Yeah, they are big. So anyway, that's kind of an interesting idea.
Quick question. I had somebody ask me earlier, and I didn't have the answer completely. Are there any international flights at all coming or going from the United States?
Yes, but very few, because for the same reasons as the domestic flights, there's just nobody flying. So if you want to get to London or to Frankfurt, you know, one of the major international hubs, you can do that, and then you're going to have the same challenge that you would have from a U.S. domestic hub, and that is that the connections, especially to smaller cities and stuff, aren't going to run as often. So in many cases now, a trip to an international trip requiring a trip to a secondary or tertiary city is probably going to mean that you're overnighting someplace at an airport hotel or something. It could get very complicated, and of course, the more touches and the more ins and outs and stuff you have, the more you're exposed to all of this ick. So today, do you know where Clarksville is, Tom? Have I ever asked you this before?
I do know where Clarksville is.
Clarksville was a little town that was just at the foot of the Sierra foothills. As you come down Highway 50, the old Lincoln Highway used to come down there, and off of Bass Lake Road, it would cross where it's about where the Prairie City off ramp is now, and was a little town called Clarksville. There was a Wells Fargo station there. Wells Fargo building back in the 1800s. They held their Clarksville Day every the first uh, Saturday in May every year, and it would have been yesterday. And so no Clarksville Day yesterday, which is really uncool. Last year they had like 5,000 people to come out. It's just a little area off the road there and a little piece of historic highway. They're trying to get $30,000 to redo the walls of the old building, so that of the old Wells Fargo building, so they could save it. So for all of those of you who missed Clarksville Days, we were all in the same boat. I was really looking forward to it, but maybe next year for Clarksville. And that's your travel news for today.
There you go, and it's the last train. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. We're going to talk next, going to spend some time talking about what it's going to take to get people back traveling again and how important that travel is for those that have been out of work for a long time. That's next on the Travel Guys.
Brings my train and I must go.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here at 5, normally at 3. If you've been listening for any period of time over the last few years, the Travel Guys always been on at 3. But because of the president's press briefings every week that started at 3, our show was being delayed, or for that matter, being bumped. So we chose to be the 5 o'clock Travel Guys for a while. So thank you for joining us. By the way, you can keep up with us and find links to our special guests and what we talk about at travelguysradio.com. All right, Mark, let's see. We're diving into...
I got some cool stuff here, Tom. First, I got a few odds and ends before we get to the Freddie Awards and the Smarter
into,
Travel. Yeah.
okay.
On travelguysradio.com, we have not only some really cool virtual things. I mean, you can look at everything from national parks with animals walking around because there are no people, to just all kinds of really cool stuff. So I really would take a minute and go to travelguysradio.com. There's a list, not only a description of the show, but you're listening to it, so you don't need the description. But there's a list of some cool links. Like I said, some of them are virtual things. One of them is to a Today Show segment that was taped, I believe, last week about local restaurant guy Patrick Mulvaney, owns several restaurants in town, and who was doing some really wonderful things during this virus outbreak. And he got a wonderful spot on the Today Show. Probably some folks who are listening have already seen it. But if you didn't already see it, it will make you proud to be to live in the area. It would be a reason to support that man and his restaurants when this is all over. Sure.
Okay, Mark, what's it gonna take? What's it gonna take to get people traveling again?
What's it gonna take? Man, I don't know. I want to tell sports leisure travelers that who listen to this program that our spring preview day, which has been rescheduled twice, is going to be June the 6th, provided that the governor allows 50 people to be in a room at the same time. And if not, we'll do a virtual preview day. There's also a online newsletter at sportsleisure.com. All of those folks, Tom, are kind of chomping at the bit to go. Here's the deal. Everybody wants to go someplace, but then it's like, okay, where are you going to go? And how are you going to go there? I mean, are you going to drive? And then are you going to eat in restaurants? Are you going to stop at McDonald's and do the drive-through window the whole way? You're going to stay in a hotel? So people are kind of like, and if this was a 9-inning game, we're probably in the second inning. So there's a ways for this to play out so far. And I don't know that we can, I think we just have to wait. Literally, I'm in the business, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about this later on in the program, but it's really a one day at a time sort of thing. I mean, because every day you get a different piece of news that puts you in a different place. But what is going to cause people to travel again? They're going to have to feel safe. I mean, don't you think? Tom, you are the perfect example of a possible traveler, because you have a little bit of a health condition that you have to be careful. And so you were going to go to San Antonio to visit your daughter the first part of April. You kind of vacillated. Yes, you're going to go. No, you're not going to go. Ultimately, a couple of weeks beforehand, you decided not to go. In retrospect, that was a good decision. What would make you start to travel to think about? What would make you buy a plane ticket to go to San Antonio?
Well, you know, here again, I think in a lot of people in my situation, I'm a senior, I've had a pneumonia a few years back that just about killed me, and, you know, left with some residuals. A lot of people have a little bit of that. And I'm going to travel. We're going to be thinking about traveling probably 30 days or more after everybody else starts traveling. I want to see how it goes. I want to see how often people contract the coronavirus. And so I will be on a delayed basis. I'm not going to be the first one out of the gate. That's for sure. I'm going to lose the race. I will be at the back of the pack. But, you know, that's gonna suit my travel ways.
And in the meantime, my friend, are going to be in the biggest group. You, I will suggest to you that you comprise, in terms of leisure travelers, the largest group of people. All right, let's see. Have we got time here for the Freddie Awards?
No. Well, if you can do it in 20 seconds.
If I can do it 20 seconds? Well, probably not. How much time we got, Luis? A minute. Okay,
I'm wrong.
Well, that's all right. Both of you are right. I don't have enough time. So let's stall here for 30 seconds or so, and we'll do the Freddie Awards on the flip side after we talk to Gwen Duncan. Gwen and I had a good conversation last week on the air, and then when we got done, we talked a little bit more off the air, and when we got done talking, I said, gee, you know, that would be a really great thing to play on the radio, and it turned out that it was all on tape anyway. So you've edited it down, and we're going to hear some of it.
All right. Sounds good. And then for those of you that are going to stick around to the bitter end, Mark and I are going to take a few minutes and talk about what the impact of all this is on somebody that's in the travel business and how you deal with it. How do you deal with your workers? Where do you go from here? That's all coming up next. Stick around. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK. News is next. Yeah, on the boats, on the planes, they're all coming to America. Yeah, one of these days. Welcome, everyone. If you're just tuning in, it is Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, not so much traveling. Entertaining is somewhat questionable at this point, too. We thank you for taking some time to join us. Don't forget, visit travelguysradio.com, a link to the stuff we talk about, as well as lots of other travel-related and fun entertainment, is available there. Okay, Mark, let's see. We had a couple of pieces of business we needed to take care of. Well, one of them was we were going to get up
my
to date
intention.
On the Freddie Awards.
Well, yeah, but before we get to that, it was my intention each week to take just a minute to say thank you to all of the people out there who are helping us get through this, from the medical people to the service station attendants, anybody who is putting themselves at risk in order to make a living and pay their rent and to help keep the system together, thank you. And to those of us who are the recipients of all of that kindness, please try to remember to say thank you or drop a dollar in the tip jar here or there, because this is a really important time for that stuff. And also, I want to just take a second here. This is very self-serving. I want to thank the people at First Foundation Bank, John and Patty and Hinson, there, who helped Sports Leisure Vacations with a payroll protection loan. So that was very helpful to us. The folks at First Foundation, it's a small local community bank, and they're really nice people. So if you are a small business person, it might be something to think about, because they took very good care of me. Only about 20% of the people who applied in that first round were able to get through and get loans, and not very many small companies made it, and we did. So I'll give credit to that to our bank.
Very good.
So thank you
very
for good. That. All right. All right. It's time for the Freddie Awards.
Drum roll.
Let's see here. Yes.
Special Freddie music.
They came from the Colorado Springs this year. Normally, there's a big ceremony. It was supposed to be held in New Orleans, but of course, because of the virus, that couldn't happen. So folks voted online. And here quickly is an abbreviated list of winners. You can find a complete list of winners at travelguysradio.com. The Freddie Awards are named after Freddie Laker, who created the People Express, the very first low-cost airline across the pond. And so that's why these are called the Freddie Awards. This was the 30th annual one, so they started in 1990. Let's see here. They are for customer service and frequent flyer programs and awards and stuff. So, for example, let me give you a few of them here. Hotels, program of the year, Marriott Bonvoy. So despite the fact that, you know, some people were not happy with it, it was still voted by the most people as the best program, best elite program for, in other words, for people who really get up to the high levels. Marriott didn't get that one. Hyatt stole that one away from them. Best promotion went to Marriott. Best customer service went to MGM for M Life Rewards. Best redemption ability went to Marriott Hotels, of course, with the Marriotts and all of the Starwood hotels that they took over. So Marriott got three of the five big awards. Let's see. Airline Program of the Year, Southwest Airlines wins again for Rapid Rewards. Best Elite Program, because Southwest doesn't really have upper levels in theirs, went to American Airlines. The Advantage Awards this time took that away from Delta last year. Best Customer Service, Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards. Best Redemption Ability, Southwest Airlines. And Best Reward for Up-and-Coming Program goes to Aeroplan from Canada, which is their frequent traveler program. You can find all Best Credit Card, Best Loyalty Credit Card, Southwest Airlines with the Rapid Rewards Premier Credit Card. You can find an entire list of the Freddie Award winners. These are the people who generally excel at customer service at travelguysradio.com.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's see here. Here's an update from our buddy Chris Elliott. He says, I said, Chris, you know, when you get back, we should have a luncheon in Sacramento when we can gather more than a few people in a room and sell some tickets and hear all about your adventures overseas. And he said, hey, that sounds like a good idea. So maybe we will have a Travel Guys feature. Anyway, about the 20th of May, he's hoping to round up the three teenage geniuses and come back to the United States with them. He says, though, that he sold his car and his house. So he's not, he was planning on being gone for a year. So not quite sure what he's going to do there. But the never ending adventures of Christopher Elliott. All right. Last week on the program, we talked with Gwen Elliott, Gwen Duncan. Gwen is a travel advisor. And we talked to her about, from a travel advisor point of view, what it was like at this point in time being in the travel business. Had a nice conversation, played it live on the air. And when we got done talking and the program ended, we kept talking a little bit. Tom ran the tape. And so we got some more stuff. And then we've tacked a little bit of stuff onto it. So, Luis, if you'd roll the tape, here's Mark and Gwen Duncan behind the, off the scenes, behind the record, whatever.
Really,
when are people going to travel again?
I don't see people traveling until 2021.
Mm-hmm. And what type of travel do you see them not doing? Are you talking about overseas or long distance stuff?
We've had reports.
Okay.
During our survey, and they told us, they said, one person said they'll never go international, never cruise again. But about 40% of the people said they absolutely will cruise again. When can we go? And then most people are wanting to do land trips, family and friends, and they're not going to go a cruise till maybe 2022. It's got to be safe.
No. So you and every other travel advisor on the planet would like to see a system where if you've done everything that you're supposed to do and the whole thing falls apart, that the travel suppliers would still
recognize that. We brought them there.
But would you expect the people who bought the product, would they bear any of that? I'm just talking off the top
people
of my
who
head.
Bought the product?
Yeah. I mean, if they allowed you, let's say your commission was 10%, and so they allowed you to keep 5%.
They'll do a service fee, yeah, or something, or a plan to go agreement or something like that, that they'll be applied to a final payment. There are lots of different ways to do it, but right now it's just really, really bad. You have to charge fees. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, why should I pay a fee if I can do it online?
Well, there's
a big answer to that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Now you get into a situation like this and you need somebody to advocate for you to get a refund, or you've got a supplier who's saying, well, you know, it's a voucher, but if you know the right person to ask and the way to ask, then it's cash refund.
I worked on one where the person was given 12 months to use their voucher. Uh-huh. For Tahiti. And I said, look, we don't even know if anybody's going
to
go there for a year.
Going to be able to travel there.
So what are they going to do? And I talked to them, and they finally, they said, we'll give them a two-year voucher. So that's one thing that we do. But what did I get for it?
Uh-huh. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Mr. Romano, we've been, yes, jump right in here.
Yeah, I raised my hand in the classroom, and teacher was going to let me have my turn.
For folks,
the answer is yes.
Yeah.
No, I was going to ask you, Gwen, you know, there's people that travel have the opportunity to buy travel insurance in case of this, that, or the other thing. What kind of insurance does a travel agent have to protect themselves along the way for, you know, events similar to this?
Well, that's a great question. Some vendors will give you a guaranteed commission,
okay,
or protected commission.
Which is kind of like what we're
25 or 50%, okay, you know.
So they're saying you did some work and we'll, but see, now we've got this situation where all these travel suppliers are out millions and tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars. So they're in no mood whatsoever to kick a few bucks back to you folks, because right now they're, in some cases, they're fighting for their survival.
They are absolutely doing that. And they're letting go of all the BDMs, what would you call business development managers, mm-hmm, people that we used to work really
close
with.
Those are the people who come to our offices and talk to us.
Yes, they come to our office. They come to yours too.
Keep us updated.
And, and they offer us incentives to try to direct business to them. Or if we have an issue, they'll help maybe spice it up a little bit, like give us some more cruise credits or to give us gifts while the people are on their
trip. Well, this is one of the advantages of working with a travel advisor, is that sometimes those people know to ask the question, are there any extra goodies I can get? Or they know where the goodies are.
Online agencies don't do that.
Whereas if, exactly.
They're not going to call and say, hey, would you like another $50?
Yeah,
no. But right now they're hurting.
That's your job, is to, that's the difference between with a brick and mortar person as opposed to an online. The people who bought online travel in this situation, I mean, there are just horror stories. A few of them are my people who bought
7 hours on hold just to get an answer.
Exactly.
And not get the right answer.
All right. This has gone on far longer than I thought it would.
We have too much fun, Mark.
We could probably go all day. But Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel, thank you. For the other travel professionals that might be out there listening, I'd love to talk to you sometime. Send me a note at travelguysradio.com. And if you have something to contribute to the conversation or you enjoyed Gwen and I's talk, why, I would love to have you here to talk to. Gwen, you're always very generous with your time, and so I thank you very much for that.
And there you go, a little look by... excuse me, behind the scenes of a couple of travel professionals who are... I don't know. You guys are holding up pretty well. You know, let's face it. You're both in a bit of trouble, and
the hardest thing is doing the work, and that's kind of what Gwen and I were talking about there. And I'm sure travel people all over the country are in the same boat. You do all the work and you put it all together, and then for no fault of yours, the person doesn't travel, and so now, instead of getting part of your commission or something, you don't get anything. I mean, so that makes it very hard. And it's not really the fault of the person who for whom you put the travel together. It's just the way that things are right now. So we were just kind of lamenting those things, and then I thought there at the end when we decided to use this on the program that I would just mention there are other travel people around town who say, hey, do you ever talk to anybody besides Gwen? And I said, hey, send me an email sometime. So that was just kind of what I was doing, was saying, you know, if you're in the travel industry and you think you have something to add to the conversation, why send us an email and we would be more than happy to talk to you.
Well, you know, I'm just hoping that this will be over soon. I don't want to see you and Gwen downtown sitting alongside the curb with your travel catalogs, handing them out with a guitar case open for people to throw a tip in there. But, you know, I would be one of the first. You know, speaking of you and travel, we promoted it at the beginning of the show. I want to take some time and I'm going to spend it visiting with a local travel expert and what this impact has been on him. And since you happen to be right here with me, Mark, we're going to make that travel expert you. Are you okay with that?
That sounds excellent. That sounds excellent.
All right. Let's take a short break. We'll be back with more Inside the Travel Guys here on KFBK.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Hey there, Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano with you, the not-so-travel and entertainment guys here on KFBK. Thanks for joining us again, travelguysradio.com, to find out more. And as I mentioned before the break, we're going to take a couple of minutes, and I'm going to interview my travel buddy. Mark, you ready to be grilled?
I am. I am the local tour operator we advertised.
Okay. Well, you know, you've told us before, Mark, about how you started Sports Leisure Vacations Sports Leisure Travel originally here in Sacramento, believe it or not, 40 years ago. So you've survived a long time against some pretty, you know, some much bigger companies. You made it through 9/11 and SARS and the Great Recession. You know, how does this current situation stack up against some of those other similar situations you've been through?
It's the worst one of all of the ones that I've been through. And what makes it worse is that 9/11 was something that happened on one day. And while there was some concern that something would follow that, it didn't. And so it was somewhat easier to be one and done. And this is not a one and done. It probably isn't a two and done. Who knows when people will be able to, you know, and those of us who travel for a while are going to have to make some changes in the ways that we travel and be safer. It does, however, you get into a situation like this, it really points out the advantages of traveling with a company that you know, with a small local company where if you have any issues or you're not getting your refund or something, why, you know, you can go down and bang on the door as opposed to waiting on hold for 7 hours like Gwen was referring to previously.
Well, with that being said, have you had anyone come down and bang on the door and ask for their money back?
No, we haven't. Our company, Sports Leisure Vacations, has sent out upwards of a couple $1 million in refunds to people for trips that haven't gone or trips that they have decided not to take that haven't been canceled, but just for folks who have decided to travel later in the year. Once in a while, someone calls and says, you know, can you explain to me how you arrived at this number? Or they forgot that they bought cancellation insurance and this was refunded to them also. Or there were a couple of cases where United Airlines, because we had group travel tickets, they're not refundable in cash the way regular tickets are. And in a couple cases, the airline made us accept a voucher. And so we had to pass that on to our customers as a voucher. But I would say about 97 or 98% of all the money that was paid into tours here was refunded. And the rest was given in a voucher that can be used not only on a future trip of ours, an airline voucher. So everybody who sent money to Sports Leisure Vacations got every dime back that they sent us.
Well, your travelers, I'm thinking, trust you. And that's probably something a lot of business owners would place a high value on right now, and in the trust and loyalty of their customers, even while their doors are closed.
I would agree with you there. That is something of tremendous value. It doesn't fail that we call one of our travelers on the phone to talk to them about something, and the first thing they want to know is how we are all doing. So it's a very warm feeling, a very good feeling to be in business for a long time and have a feeling of mutual respect and caring among the people that you do business with.
Yeah, you know, I've met a lot of your travelers over the years at different events and so forth, and they really do look at you and the staff at Sports Leisure Vacations as family. They know probably way more about you and the rest of your staff than most do, and probably in some cases more than their own family. So that means a lot. So are you taking people anywhere? Are people buying trips for the future?
Right now, no place. My aborted trip to spring training, where we went down on day one and came back on day two in the middle of March, and we had a trip out in that was in Tucson at the same time, came back a couple days later. Those were the last trips that went on the road for us. We are looking at maybe trying to get something going later in the summer, but a lot of the people who were scheduled for trips, amazingly enough, and we didn't ask people to stay on the books or to take a voucher for future travel or anything, but many people, if their trip was rescheduled and we knew the dates for next year already, many of them just moved to the next year. In fact, I can remember a New Orleans departure that had 30 people on it. 29 of the 30 people re-upped for next year. In some cases, it was only 30 or 40% of the people who re-upped, but a good percentage of the folks who were scheduled to travel with us this year have already said, I really want to make that trip, so I'm willing to wait a year, you know, good Lord and the COVID-19 willing.
You know, it's got to be financially extremely, extremely difficult on you guys. I mean, is it a big financial hit for Sports Leisure Vacations? I know it's a little bit of a personal question on the radio, but it has to be asked.
Well, It's, yeah, profits for this year are gone, and profits for last year are probably gone, and profits for next year will probably be gone. But I will, as a business person, it's not all lollipops and roses all the time. And we've had some good years here. So if, as a business person, you try to put away a little in the good years for the not so good years, and that's what we've done. Also, really important for people to know, Tom, and we talk about this occasionally on the program, but if you do business, if you buy travel from a company and you're a California resident, that company is required to have a seller of travel number in California. My company has one. And in a situation like this, if that company goes out of business or something happens, they're not sending your money back, they're not responding to you, that seller of travel law gives you an extra hook. Gives you the law on your side as opposed to maybe just a small claims court. So be very careful right now. There are going to be some good deals probably and stuff, but just be careful with what you buy. If you're in California, you're buying travel from somebody, there should be a seller of travel number in their advertisement. And if they don't have it, they should be willing to give it to you. And I suggest when they do, before you buy something, that you go online and make sure that it's legit. Because then if something bad happens, you're going to be on much more solid footing than you would be otherwise. It's a benefit to being a resident of the state of California.
Of course, if you're a regular, we're talking with Mark Hoffman, owner, operator, president of Sports Leisure Vacations, taking a deep dive, and much overused
deep
term
dive
in the news. I've never said that on the radio before. Okay, so what happens next, Mark?
Well, we review trips a month at a time. We've canceled everything into mid-July. We have some regional trips in July and August that we are hoping to get on the road because Oregon and Washington, you know, the folks on the West Coast here are all kind of going together. We're all a little bit ahead of the curve, it looks like. It may be safer to travel then. So that's what we're hoping. Obviously, it has to be safe. You're not going to be able to distance people 6 feet on an airplane or probably on a motor coach. So you're going to have safer conditions where people feel like that even if they're not social distancing, that the virus is not running around in the air all the time and that it's not going to hit them immediately when they get within 3 feet of somebody. It's going to take a little while, I think. And people, as I said, they'll probably do short trips first, day trips first, you know, go put your toe in the water of the pool first and see what the temperature is.
How are travelers taking it?
Our sports leisure travelers have been very supportive. I can't thank them enough for all of their kindnesses and the way they've supported us. We've had a real good relationship with the people we've traveled with over the years, and that relationship has continued in some extremely difficult times. And when this is all over, we'll be there, and they'll be traveling with us.
Outstanding. Thanks for opportunity to kind of dig into your little business and find out what's going on. Thanks for the honesty.
Probably not the only people in that boat.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not. Well, that's about a wrap for this week. Be back next week at 5 with more of the Travel Guys. Final words, Mark.
Well, first I'll say thank you for the pleasure of your company this afternoon. Dance like no one is watching. Although I will tell you, be careful if you dance like nobody's watching, because if you're stuck at home with your family, probably somebody is watching, and if the kids or your relatives put it up on YouTube, why then you're going to have some, as Lucy would say, some splaining to do. So dance like nobody's watching in private.